This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris has arrived in Mexico.
I'm very clear about what our role and responsibility is. We need to address the root causes, also the acute causes, those that are more recent, but also the longstanding issues like corruption. That probably is any subject that I discussed today with all of the groups. Probably the number one issue aside from vaccines.
The VEEP is closing out her first foreign trip today with a visit to Mexico and a meeting with President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, a key but complicated ally in the Biden administration's efforts to curb the spike in migration at the U.S. border. On Monday, Harris offered an optimistic outlook for improved cooperation with Guatemala on addressing the spike in migration to the U.S. after her meeting with Guatemalan President Alejandro Hamate on Monday. She also delivered a direct warning to migrants considering making the trek. Do not come.
Do not come. The United States will continue to enforce our laws and secure our border. There are legal methods by which migration can and should occur. But we, as one of our priorities, will discourage illegal migration.
In conjunction with Harris's trip, the Biden administration announced that the Justice Department would create an anti-corruption task force. New Zealand police have made 35 arrests and laid over 900 charges, authorities said on Tuesday, as part of a global crackdown on transnational organized crime. During a series of police raids across the country on Monday, authorities seized $2.7 million worth of assets, including 14 vehicles, four firearms, and numerous mobile phones.